This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle, I just want to let you know that I got disconnected during the break. And I thought, you know, I'll just call GCN and let Jason know that you might need to go solo. But I couldn't call because the phone doesn't work.
Well, if it drops you, I will handle whatever I knew here. I've got some things that I kind of want to talk to the class about dealing with. Last 2 weeks ago when I was on, I was talking about things you're going to need for if the crap hits the fan, or if you just want to become more self-sufficient, have a better lifestyle, learn things, grow as a person, grow as an individual, things that you're going to need along the line if you're going to get into gardening or animal husbandry or cut your own firewood or do anything like that. And we were just talking about the Melnor spray nozzles that go on the end of your hose. Well, the reason you're going to want one of the spray nozzles that have different types of spray is that sometimes you're going to, like, I have some really heavy elderberry bushes that are like 12 feet high, but they're really dense down at the bottom. And in order to water them, I can only pull the hose within about 15 feet of them. So in order to water them the way that I want to, I have to put it on a jet, which is, you know, spraying a really hard little jet stream out. And I water them, and they're, like I said, they're 12 to 15 feet high. They're huge, and so it's working really well. But when you're planting carrot seeds, as an example, first thing you're going to want is a regular rake, the ones that have the steel tines that stick down about 2.5-3 inches. And if you will find that once your ground is leveled out and you pull that rake along it and put little grooves in the top of the soil, you can plant in every other groove, and it's about the perfect spacing to plant your carrots. And then you're going to want to gently cover those carrot seeds, which are there very small, very tiny. They'll blow away in the wind, if there's any wind, hardly at all. So you want to gently cover them. And if you spray that with a heavier spray or anything other than like a mist, the little seeds will just, they'll float right to the top and they'll go off and you'll get less germination. So you're way better off taking and just misting that soil down on top of the carrots. And I probably get close to 90% germination on my carrots because I plant them that way every year. And I do something very similar to beet seeds as well. Beet seeds are not as bad as they're about the size of, if you know what radish seeds look like, they're about the size of a radish seed, but in any case, they are not very big, and so you don't plant them very deep. So that's one of the things you're going to want these different sprays for on the nozzle. The one I use the most is called a shower. on this because it puts a lot of water out there, covers a little bit of a medium amount of area so that I don't have to stand out there all day long and spray. So I'm saying this because these particular things will really help you if once you get into gardening and trying to have to raise your own food. The other thing that you're going to want for sure is is good garden hoses. Now, you mentioned this last week, but I want to elaborate on this a little bit. When they say contractor grade, like at some of the big box stores and stuff, contractor grade garden hoses. Well, in my opinion, what I think that means is that a contractor that uses this hose all year long pretty hard gets to write off a new hose the next year. Because the reality is you're going to want to buy two or three of them if you're going to stock up for 4 to 5 years. This is the third year, and I'm very careful with them. I mean, very careful. But they are laying in the sun because I don't want to have to pull out 100 feet of hose every time I want to water the garden. So they're laying in the sun. But just this year, I've had to cut off probably close to 10 feet of my 100-foot hose because the plastic with the fibered cord around it cracks. And I had the rubber part, the inner part of the hose, which is like a rubber, that was exposed and it burst. So basically that end of the hose is gone. So I cut off probably close to 10 feet and I buy bags literally of hose attachments, the little male and female ends that once you cut a hose off, you can stick this in and keep going. The other thing that you're going to want is in case the hose were to do that in the middle, you want some type of a hose splice kit. And it's got a male end on with little barbs on both sides of it with little hose clamps that you cut that bad part out and you'll stick this in both ends of it and put the hose clamps on there. And without having to buy another $50 or $60 hose, you can keep going for a $4 fitting. The other thing that you're desperately going to want is lots, bags, 20 of these at least, the little rubber gaskets with the cheap Chinese rubber that they make nowadays. You're lucky if you will get a year out of those gaskets before they start leaking in whatever they're screwed into. They're absolutely terrible. So you're going to want bags of them. Here's another little tip, though. Sometimes if you screw it, once you screw the little, say you're screwing a little male fitting into one of your nozzles and it's leaking out that fitting, and you look at the rubber gasket, and the rubber gasket is got a divot in it from where you screwed it in, you can sometimes, doesn't always work, but I'd say probably 60% of the time, you can unscrew your nozzle off, pull that little gasket out, flip it over, and sometimes what I will do is I'll put a little bit of Vaseline on top of the rubber gasket because it tends to soften that somehow. Anyway, I'll put a little bit of Vaseline around it, reverse the gasket, and then screw the hose back in there, and I have gotten a complete full year and sometimes a year and a half out of these little rubber gaskets. But they just don't make them good quality rubber anymore at all. One last thing, and then I'd like to get your comments. Vince was talking about taking the pressure off of your hoses if you're using a drain back faucet, make sure that you disconnect the hose once you turn that faucet off, because otherwise the drain back faucet is going to try to suck all of the water out of that hose right back down into the ground, and it will cause your drain back faucet to fail if it does that a whole bunch. It makes it fail more often. So always take your hose off. I take it completely off and just set it aside. It doesn't take much to rehook it back up. Your comments on these things, Vince?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's exactly what we do, Kyle. So when we use garden hoses every day, multiple times per day. And the second we're done with that garden hose, we disconnect it from the faucet, just as you said. And the reason is, many reasons. One is the pressure. Two, and that makes the hose last longer. Two is there's a siphoning effect, and you can have whatever might be contaminating inside the hose coming back into the house if you leave it still attached. Another one is if you have one of these frost-resistant faucets that go through a concrete wall or basement wall, so the actual washer mechanism is inside the house where the water gets shut off, but the water goes through a tube and ultimately comes out the brass end of the faucet outside. But there's a rod, and that rod is generally not brass. And what will happen is if you leave the water in that faucet with pressurizing the hose and leaving the hose connected, that water will cause rust inside the faucet, and we don't think about that. So we always, always, always disconnect the hoses. But we have them coiled up right near the hydrants, and a hydrant is a faucet with the on-off rubber seal underground. So the idea is the ground will prevent the water from freezing, so that the piping that goes to these hydrants is about 2 or 3 feet deep. So that's below the frost line. And the shutoff valve, the rubber shutoff valve, is at the base of the hydrant, 2 or 3 feet down. So the idea is that you don't want to leave any faucet connected to any hose when you're not using it with water and hose. You just don't want to do it, because it's rough on the hose, it's rough on the faucet, it's rough on the hydrant, it's rough on everything, and you can contaminate your own drinking water supply by leaving the hose attached. So, and Kyle's right about these Chinese washers. Chinese seem to make things that look okay, but the durability is just second rate. So we have the same thing that Kyle has. We buy them by the 100-pack of these round, black, semi-flexible washers for the garden hoses, but we keep them in a plastic Ziploc bag. And the idea is you want to keep oxygen away from them, and they'll last a lot longer if you keep oxygen from getting to them. So if you just dump them out in a drawer of your, you know, your toolbox or your kitchen, they won't last as long as if you keep them in a Ziploc bag and keep the oxygen away from them. Next thing is, I did exactly what Kyle talked about. I wanted to repair a Craftsman hose. Lifetime warranty. But they don't make them anymore. So I have a lifetime warranty of something I can't get a lifetime replacement of. So I wanted to fix it. So I went on eBay, and brass, male and female ends. Great. And I clicked buy it. And I wanted to read about it a little more carefully. Said brass in the listing, but it's aluminum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So these brass hose fittings, these repair kits, male and female, said brass in the bold letters in the listing. But then if you read the fine print, it says aluminum. So you really have to be careful. So then I just said cancel. Okay? Cancel. They're sneaky. They're really, really sneaky. I don't want aluminum because aluminum oxidizes. The reason they use brass in hoses is because hoses get wet. Okay, the ends get wet, and aluminum oxidizes. And after a short time, you're going to have a tough time screwing these aluminum hose ends onto whatever you're trying to attach them to, either a nozzle or a faucet. So I canceled it. Now, you can get brass, and they're harder and harder to get, but it's possible to get brass ones.
Yeah.
And be careful, because what the Chinese are doing is they're taking aluminum and they're brass plating it with a microscopically thin layer of brass. So it's not brass, it's aluminum. And the brass plating, electroplating, will wear off very quickly. The next thing is when you're talking about garden hoses, I like the ones with the heavy brass ends. I am not interested at all in the ones that have these comfort grip, you know, 4-inch long, easy to turn. That plastic covers up a thin, stamped steel end, either the male or female end. That's what it covers that up, so you don't see that. What you really want is a heavy machined brass end. You don't need the plastic, you know, superstructure. You really just need the good quality brass ends. Now, sometimes the brass ends are nickel plated. That's okay with me. I'm happy with the nickel plated brass or the unplated brass, but I want them to be brass, and they will last decades. So the Craftsman Lifetime Guarantee hose was the best. We have a bunch of 50 footers. But the guarantee is worthless because when you call Lowe's and you say, yeah, I'll have those Craftsman hoses. I got one that failed. They'll say, well, we don't have them anymore. And you go, okay, so what do we do? Well, the guy told me, I don't know what to tell you. So, and then Lowe's sells Craftsman. So it's, you know, it's back to these employees that don't know what they're doing, in my opinion. So what do you do? There is one I found. It's exactly the same color scheme in the packaging. It's red and white and black, just like the Craftsman. Same color red as Craftsman red. But it says Briggs & Stratton. It's the same hose. It sure looks like it to me. It's black. It's rubber. It is fabulous. Best hose, I think, on the market. But now it only has a 5-year warranty from Briggs & Stratton. And the price doubled. So I think it's going to be about $50 for 50 feet. But I still think that that's the best hose there is. But not for potable water. Only for watering your garden and washing your car and, you know, those kinds of things. Not for drinking. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree with you. Those are pretty much what we have bought has been, unfortunately, the ones that you get at Costco that says contractor grade. And I do have a bunch of them. So I'm going to just, you know, keep them and try to take care of them the best that I can. But Kyle, that's a good idea.
Kyle, contractor grade, I think, is marketing. Now, it probably used to mean something. It probably used to mean durable. So if you got a contractor-grade wheelbarrow, it was a heavy-duty wheelbarrow. The wheel was heavy-duty. The wood handles, heavy-duty. The steel-stamped tray, heavy-duty. Now contractor-grade, I'm not so sure what it means. I think it means a little bit heavier than the cheap one. But I don't think it really means heavy-duty. And I think, and as you said, it might last a year. And so what's a contractor? Well, I think a contractor today goes all the way down and start, you know, it could be a real expert, okay? But it could be a guy who just bought a ladder and a pickup truck.
Yeah, so I agree with that completely.
Yeah, okay. So let's see. You were talking about rakes. Now, we were using a rake on the campground. And we were setting a sink, a stainless steel sink, like a restaurant-type sink, all stainless steel, 8 feet long. We're setting that out for our campers to use. And we put crushed stone down. We call it crusher run. So when they take stone at the quarry and they bust up big stones into little, you know, gravel and sand and that mixture, we wanted to level it out. So use the teeth of the rake to get it close. Now, to get it really, really smooth, then you turn the rake over, and there's a flat side only on some rakes. Most rakes today don't have that flat side, and they don't have teeth that are spaced far apart, like a finger width apart. They have less spacing. Those rakes with the tubes at the end, the rods, the round rods, they're junk.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, expected to be booked into the Fulton County, Georgia jail today. He said that he would turn himself over on criminal charges, saying yesterday he is proudly surrendering this afternoon. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate are vowing to reverse Bidenomics in the U.S. A man who opened fire on Pittsburgh police is dead following an hours-long standoff and an extremely active shooting situation. The shooting all started yesterday morning after deputies tried to serve an eviction notice. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. The system of buoys is being blasted by critics who call it a political stunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Oh, God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Are you there, Vince? Okay. Yeah, I will. Yep. So I'm going to take over here just a little bit till Vince gets back. I've got some other thoughts for the class today. So if you're going to store your hoses for the winter, you can either do, if you've got the room to be able to slowly drain them, pick the end up and let the water give it time to run out and put them in large loops. Approximately, 6 foot in diameter. large loops. If you can, the larger the loop for your hose, the better you are off. I don't have the room to be able to do that in an enclosed area. I don't have the big barns like Vince does. So what I did is I built angle brackets out of 2x4s in my garden shed. And they stick out approximately 16 inches from the wall. And that's where I would normally hang my hoses. But I got at a garage sale, I got a whole bunch of 5-gallon buckets. Now, these were had tar in them, and I didn't really have, I mean, at one point they had tar. They didn't when I bought them. But I had a need to be able to stop the hoses from kinking, because if you just lay them on top of the 2x4, they will kink at that spot. So what I did is I put the bucket up across that at the, like you're going to fit the bucket over the end of the 2x4. I had to trim the bucket off just a little bit with a portable skill saw, and then I screwed the bottom of the bucket to the 2x4 that was sticking out, and that gave me an arch, a radius, to be able to put the hoses on there without kinking them. So that's just another tip or something that will help you. Here's another one for purchasing. If you're going to purchase your fertilizer, your bug spray, your ant and roach killer, your hornet killer, the stores are marking them all down right now. They're trying to dump their summer stock. And if you're looking to buy that stuff ahead, try to do it as soon as possible, because the they'll run out. There's other people that are watching this and looking for it and buying it right now. Sometimes you can get the fertilizer for next year all right now and just store it in a good, dry, cool place, and you'll be fine for next year. The last class that I had a couple of weeks ago, I had a question that I asked the class, and it was this. Do you think that the people that installed a dementia'd shell of a human being into the highest office in the world didn't have a 4-year plan to bring this country to its knees? They do. I've got another question for the class to think about, and this has to do with why we prepare. Along the same lines, if they put this, in my opinion, demonically filled shell of a human being into the highest office of the land, what do you think they think they can do or can't do? They're already starting in some of these big blue cities to start masking again. Airports are masking. It's all over the news. You can find it. They're starting to mask because they're preparing for the next election over a year in advance. They're going to have another plandemic. They're going to create, the media is going to help them, so that they can keep the mail-in ballots. That's how they took the last election, and they're going to try to take it again. If they succeed again, if this country hasn't already fallen by then, it will for sure within another couple of years after they, if they can keep this shell of a human being as president. The other thing that people need to consider is this. South Africa just announced that there's, I can't remember, it's either 8 or 10 countries that they're going to allow in the BRICS system, the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they're created their own monetary system. And the South African president announced that as of January 2024, there's like 8 or 10 countries that they're going to allow in the BRICS system that are going to join BRICS. Well, the more one of those is Saudi Arabia. If they can stop the United States dollar from becoming the world reserve currency, if they can get that at least a viable alternative for other countries to use, the last, and I haven't verified this number, but the last economist that I heard talking about this said there was $73 trillion floating in the world out there being used for trade that wouldn't have any use anymore or be diminished greatly if BRICS comes online to the point where they've got a majority of the countries in the world to start using their currency because they're going to slightly back it with some gold. So there's something to consider. If you think things are expensive now, I think in the, by this time next year, you will be looking at these inflated prices that you're having to pay, and you're going to be thinking, man, I wish I would have bought it back when it was cheap.
Very well said. And I'm back.
Okay. Yeah.
Very well said, Kyle.
Sure. Your comments on those things, Vince?
I didn't hear it all. I was knocked off for several minutes, but I just got back. And from what I did hear, you're right on the money. Absolutely. These prices are going to seem really, really cheap. And that's what's – heck, if you look at prices 2 years ago, they were really cheap as compared to now. And I think this is going to keep continuing. I don't – you know, the Federal Reserve is saying that the economy is growing and inflation is increasing. I don't believe for a second the economy is growing, but I do believe inflation is increasing at an increasing rate, and things are really, really hard to get. And if you want to see, just go to Lowe's, that big box store, and see what they have in inventory. Not so much. They really don't. So... spare parts, books, cans of food. I'm talking about vegetables. I'm talking about pasta. I'm talking about pasta sauce in glass jars. I'm talking about the things to preserve food, a dehydrator. I'm talking about a generator with fuel. Glass, if you think about this, there was a television series called Revolution several years back. And what happened with this television series? The power went out, just stopped. And no one seems to know why. It just quit. And then what was like after that? Nothing technological worked. Okay? Anything with a motor, anything with a light, anything with a dial, anything with a knob, anything with a that you use a computer for, nothing worked. No electric razors, no electric can openers, no electric mixers, no refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners. Nothing worked. And when the grid goes down, that's what we're going to experience. So when you, there will be no batteries because the companies that make batteries need electricity. The companies that the municipal water treatment corporations, the one that treats sewage, need electricity to run the pumps so that the raw sewage doesn't cross-connect with the water supply, the drinking water supply. You won't be able to get motor oil. You won't be able to get anything. You won't be able to run an electric sewing machine if you had one. Your stove won't work. Your toaster won't work. You'll be in the dark. The lights won't work. unless you have a generator. But if you have a generator, you're going to run out of fuel at some point, or the generator's going to break. Got an email from Arjun. He's a neighbor who his power was cut off. So the guy bought a generator. The utility cut his power off. So the guy got a generator, and he's running it 24 hours a day. And it's noisy. It's right outside Arjun's window. And it's awful. And Arjun wanted to know what to do. I said, well, don't worry about it. It's only going to last 30 days. Then the generator's going to quit. Because they're only made to last 30 days. If you run a generator, an air-cooled generator, nonstop, just wait for it to cool and refill it, and wait for it to cool and refill it. You have to change the oil every day. Because it only goes 25 hours on an oil change. That's once a day. It's not sustainable. And they burn about a gallon or more per hour, typically. So people are thinking they can run all this stuff on a generator, and they don't realize they're going to go through 25 gallons worth of fuel a day. That's bigger than the gas tank of your car. Who fills up his car every day? I mean, people who commute long distances maybe, but the rest of us don't do that. This is a huge, huge problem.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
The other thing that you're going to need to... Yeah, the other thing, Vince, having to deal with that is that you're going to have to figure out a way that the gasoline that you do have is preserved, unless you don't have enough to last more than 2 weeks. You can't store ethanol gasoline very long. It just will separate. The ethanol will separate. The other thing to think about is, and the thing that you've got to be able to consider and figure out quickly, is how long, if you're going to run your generators, you're obviously not going to try to run them 24 hours a day because your generator won't hold up to it. But let's just say you do have a well-built, air-cooled generator. That's a Makita, Yamaha, Honda, one of those that will outlast the other cheaper junk that you get, you know, at the other little discount box stores. I'll give you some tip on this on the other side.
Yeah, and you know, Kyle, I was working on a generator, an air-cooled generator, made in China, and the carburetor bowl rusted through, hole in it. I've never seen that before.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'll give you a few seconds worth of numbers. So we have a 500-gallon propane tank. He can fill it up 80%. That means 400 gallons of propane will fit in a 500-gallon tank. Nobody's going to fill it more than that. That's it, 400 gallons. So we have a whole house generator that I'm working on installing. I just did a quick calculation. 400 gallons of propane at full rated output of this whole house generator will last 7 days. 7 days. That's the truth. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So here's something to consider, folks. In a grid down situation, and I know Vince knows this as well, he's not going to run his generator 24/7. And in a grid down situation, you're going to have to immediately start thinking about what this is going to look like if this goes on for months. And you better adapt to stretching whatever you've got to be able to last months immediately. In other words, how long does it take your freezer to freeze everything solid? What's the minimum amount of time that you can run your freezer and then without opening it, it keeps everything frozen? At what temperature will it do better or worse? If it's in the middle of summer and the grid goes down at 100 degrees outside, of course, it's going to thaw out everything in that freezer a lot faster than if it's the middle of winter and zero. So you're going to have to figure that out in a hurry. I can tell you from personal experience, because I lived off-grid for many years, that you can run if you keep your freezer out of direct sunlight. Or I should say it better this way. The freezer that I had kept out of direct sunlight, I could run my generator for 6 hours a day and everything stayed frozen without thawing out. The other thing that I did to help preserve any cold that was in there is when the generator, when it was not, even when it was being used, we had a comforter that we would throw over the freezer to help keep everything colder in it. Because at the time we were struggling financially, and so I couldn't run the generator all the time. It was just foolish. The other thing to think about is this. If you've got a generator and you've got two or three freezers and you've got all of them trying to kick on at the same time, you can't have that. You're going to have to plug in or to be able to flip switches to turn on one, let it come up to speed and get running and humming along, then bring on number two and do the same thing to it, and then bring on number three if you've got three freezers. Because the surge of all three of them coming online at the same time could be enough, depending on the size of your generator, but it could be enough to trip the breaker on the generator. And if you wasn't paying attention, you'd be running the generator for nothing. You wouldn't be charging anything, thinking that you are just wasting gas. So anyway, that's another thought on taking care of, you know, if it were to happen. Remember, one of the things that I've said over and over on this program, a friend of mine who's a Navy SEAL was told when he was training, he who adapts first lives. So that's a thing you better bear in mind. And buy all this stuff, anything you can think of that you possibly could need, get it as soon as possible. Look for good deals. Like I mentioned before, they're selling off all of their bug spray, fertilizer, all of those kind of things. They're selling that stuff now at a discount because they don't want to carry it through the winter. You can sometimes make really good buys on this stuff. But don't let a lot of these bug sprays and different things freeze, because sometimes they're no good. It says right on the bottle, if it says keep from freezing, put it somewhere where it's not going to freeze. To you, Vince.
Kyle, 6 hours a day running your generator. Do you remember what size generator that was in watts?
Yes, it was a 6,500-watt Makita.
Okay, so you were burning probably a gallon an hour. Is that about right, roughly?
Eight-tenths, to be exact.
Uh-huh. So, class, think about that. Rough numbers, 1 gallon per hour. Kyle was using 6 gallons a day. And he was using his...
I was using a Makita generator, 6,500 watts. It sounds like Vince got knocked off. Folks, prepare. You better do the best you can while you can, because you're running out of time. Thanks for tuning in.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.